Well, it looks like everything's in order. All my chemicals are perfectly balanced. Let the cloning begin. An exact duplicate. Eureka! I'm a genius! Probably the Nobel Committee. Hello?
Tomato. They say the antioxidants are good for the prostate.
I'm not paying you to make goo-goo eyes with the customers.
Oh, I mean to bring that up at a staff meeting.
Hey, it's not my fault you never get to spend any time with Josh. Who told him to leave his job at the coffee house to go work at some dead-end newspaper?
Okay, I gotta go, Sabrina. The dead-end newspaper is sending me to photograph the Pope.
Yeah, but does the paper give you free lattes?
He ain't get that here either.
Listen, Mike's giving me Wednesday night off, and I promise we'll be together.
Wednesday sounds good.
Wednesday it is! Bye-bye.
Harvey, what happened to you?
Just a little hockey injury.
Which he got while scoring the game-winning goal for Boston College. Harvey's the star of the team. And I'm the star's girlfriend.
And I'm gonna hurl. I'll see you Wednesday. We'll do whatever you want. I don't care what it costs.
Oh, you don't have to spend a cent on me as long as we're together.
That's a sentence you will never, ever hear me say.
Hey, Sabrina, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Need your help. This ankle injury is pretty serious. I'm afraid if Coach finds out, I'll wind up on the bench for the season.
Oh, well, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, Harvey, but hey, if you're up for it.
Actually, I was hoping that you could do that thing that only you can do.
Turn the world on with my smile? Oh, wait, that's Mary.
Talking about magic. Sabrina, I'm desperate. We've got a big game coming up, and the team's counting on me.
Harvey, I'm not allowed to give my magic away to mortals. I'm a witch, not a genie.
Oh. You wouldn't happen to know any genies, would you?
Only one, but she's having a little problem with the bottle, if you catch my drift. Sorry, Harvey, my fingers are tied.
Oh, it was worth a shot.
But I'll tell you what, if you go see a doctor and get it taken care of, I promise I'll be at the game and I'll bring everyone I know to cheer you on.
That would be great. See you Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? I'm sure Josh won't mind spending our date cheering on my ex-boyfriend.
My first night off in 2 weeks, and I'm supposed to cheer on your ex-boyfriend?
I hardly even know Harvey. I hate hockey, and she's still dragging me here.
I've got bigger problems. Every sporting event I go to, I get hit in the head by something. There could be 60,000 people in the stadium, and no matter where I'm sitting, the puck or the ball or the matador comes flying up and hits me in the head.
Will you shut up already?
Well, it usually doesn't kick in until the game actually begins.
Guys, stop complaining. Harvey's playing through an injury, and we're here to support him.
Yeah, anything for your ex-boyfriend.
Who happens to be my current boyfriend. I'm dating number 10. He's the star.
Two Salems can drive Ninny and the professor twice as crazy, and we can be kings of this castle. You've got beauty and brains, which means so do I.
Salem, what have you done?
Me? Nothing. I've just been sitting here grooming myself, as cats will do.
Must have been the wind.
I think you owe me an apology.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'll let it go this time.
In a minute. What wind?
This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I like the way I think.
Oh, there goes Harvey. He's driving toward the goal.
And he gets the puck stolen from him.
Thief! There goes Harvey. He's wide open. He's getting ready to shoot. And he trips and falls. Again.
Well, the beauty of ice is that after you fall on it, you can use it to bring down the swelling.
Oh, he's back up.
You know what they say, you can't keep a good man down.
Or Kinkle up.
So humiliating.
Oh, Harvey will bounce back.
I meant for me. I'm his girlfriend.
Looks like the coach is benching him. Wow, I've never seen anyone fall off the bench before.
Let's hope they keep him benched for the rest of the season.
This is exactly what Harvey was afraid of.
Hey, Kinkle! You stinkle!
Man, even I'm feeling sorry for the guy.
Poor Harvey. I just don't understand. I mean, just last week he was skating like a god.
Skating? God? That's it. I'll be right back. I've got to get more relish for my sausage.
I'll get it for you.
No. I am very particular about the relish on my sausage. If there's too much relish, it can overpower a sausage. If there's not enough, it can underpower it.
Do you give this much thought to all your condiments?
Don't get me started on horseradish.
I know what she means. I'm convinced the cause of my Uncle Buddy's death was Aunt May's relish. I thought Uncle Buddy didn't have it coming.
Thank you! Hi, Mercury.
I'm sorry about your late delivery, Minerva, but the traffic around Mount Olympus is a nightmare. Oh, she may be the goddess of wisdom, but she has got a mouth like a chariot driver.
I'm sorry to bother you, but my ex-boyfriend is playing in a big hockey game right now, and he's got this ankle injury, and the coach has benched him, and I was wondering if you had a pair of really fast ice skates I could borrow.
And you are the goddess of what? Run-on sentences?
Actually, I'm not a goddess. I'm a witch. Well, actually, half witch, half mortal. Well, how about those skates?
I only have one pair. I've never lent them out before. You can have them for 3 virgins. Oh, and a goat.
Would you settle for a foot-long Polish sausage with extra kraut?
You found my Achilles heel? That's the one thing you can't get up here. Oh, just be sure and bring them back within 24 hours.
Oh, well, that's how long it should take for that sausage to back up on you. Perfect. Put these on.
Where did these come from?
Don't ask questions, just do as I say.
Suddenly, I feel like we're dating again.
I need these back first thing tomorrow morning. Got it?
Got it. Thanks. I knew I could count on you. You are the greatest. Cool. I thought you were somebody else. Really sorry.
You want to get some coffee after the game?
Wayne is really going to love my impromptu little dinner.
Don't you think the president of the college deserves something a little classier than bologna and ding-dongs?
Did you not notice the cheese whiz?
I stand corrected. So, you and Zelda's boss. Frankly, if I were Zelda, I'd be a wee bit upset.
If you were Zelda, I'd be suicidal. There, all done. Just have to run upstairs and get a blanket for us to snuggle on. Oh, what was I thinking? There's no way I'm leaving you alone here with all this food.
Zelda? Oh, my goodness. Looks like we've been pillaged by the Huns again.
Zelda Spellman, how could you?
How could I what?
Just because you're jealous because I'm dating your boss doesn't give you the right to destroy my romantic dinner.
Obviously, this was the work of a fiendish four-legged feline.
I don't think so, Zelda. Salem was with me the whole time.
I can't believe you think I would do something so petty just because I'm jealous, which I absolutely am not.
For once in your 658 years, will you own up to your real feelings?
All right. You want real feelings, sister? I'll give you real feelings. I think President Benning is out of his mind to be going out with you.
Oh, yeah? Well, who asked you?
You did.
Sure. Throw that in my face.
Oh, no, Missy. You opened up this can of worms, and we're going to finish it.
Now, that entertainment.
Goal for Boston College. Ladies and gentlemen, a new single-game scoring record has just been set by Harvey Kinkle.
That's my boyfriend.
We know.
I've never seen someone skate so fast before.
Call me crazy, but I think he's really fine.
I don't know. He's just jazzed because we all showed up to cheer him on.
You know, he never played like this before I was his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, if you're his girlfriend, why is he waving at mine?
Oh, he's not waving at me. He's just trying to get the vendor. Get that guy some nuts! Hi, Harvey. Still flying high after last night's game?
It was the most exciting night of my life, and I owe it all to you.
What are friends for? I mean, I'm sure you would have done the same thing for me, you know, if you were a witch.
Brought you a little present.
Oh, it's beautiful. But you really didn't have to get me anything.
Oh, yes, I did. Coach was so impressed with my performance last night, he took the skates from my locker and secretly had them bronzed. It's a real honor.
It's a real disaster is what it is. I borrowed these skates from Mercury, and the last thing you want to do is make a god angry.
I was wearing a god's skates? That is so cool.
Okay, I don't think you get what's at stake here. Does the name Prometheus mean anything to you?
He's the guy who stole fire from Zeus.
And wound up chained to a rock for all eternity with vultures pecking out his liver.
You gotta get those skates out of there.
Wait! No need to destroy school property.
Keep forgetting you can do that.
Now the important part, unbronzing them.
Well, so much for saving school property. What are you gonna do?
All I know is no bird is getting near my liver.
They're bronzed.
Consider it a gift. You don't have to thank me.
I won't, because I have no use for bronze skates.
Can't you just unbronze them?
Could you?
No, but I'm just a witch. You're a god.
Have you ever heard of a god of unbronzing?
Isn't he the one who brought us sunscreen?
Look, Blondie, you're in big trouble. You ruined my only pair of skates, and now you're gonna have to pay the consequences.
No, please don't pick out my liver. I have midterms in 2 weeks, and it's really hard to study without a vital organ.
Save it for Zeus. Punishments are his specialty. Dottie, can you get Zeus for me? Thanks, Dottie. And I'll need another desk.
Who am I punishing today?
Her. I loaned her my only pair of skates, and she ruined them.
It was an accident. You see, I borrowed them from my ex-boyfriend. We have a lot of history. Anyway, his team was losing the game, and he was injured, so...
Quiet!
And that's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Young lady, destroying the property of a god is a serious offense. And it is my pleasure, I mean, duty, to come up with a appropriate punishment.
I don't mean to be pushy, Zeus, but... Isn't it also the duty of a god, especially you, the king of gods, to be merciful?
Mercy's a wonderful concept, but I find it gets in the way of punishment.
Since I'm the injured party, great god of gods, may I be so bold as to suggest that she make all my deliveries for a month?
Well, I suppose that would be more fitting than throwing her in a pit and letting the wildebeests feast on her.
Way more fitting.
Would it kill him to use a door once in a while?
Well, I understand the shoes, but do I have to wear this hideous hat?
It was a birthday gift from Zeus's wife.
I love it.
Here's your beeper. And deliver this package to Apollo.
Is this the only one?
No. It's the only one I could lift. If anyone needs me, I'll be snorkeling at Club Med Atlantis.
And I'll be here drowning in a sea of cardboard. Package for Mr. Narcissus. Sign here, please. And wear flippers? Now what's that about? Oops. My mistake. Josh, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to see what's up with you. I mean, whenever I call, you're never... What are you wearing? Is that seaweed in your hair?
Oh, I'm just going for a new look. I'm sorry I haven't called you. It's been a god-awful week.
Hey, I'm busy too, all right? But at least I find time to return your calls. We haven't talked since you dragged me to Harvey's game. Sabrina, is there something going on with you two you're not telling me about?
Josh, you know that's not true. Why would you even think that?
Hey, Sabrina. Just wanted to thank you again for last night.
Oh, Harvey, not now.
Hey, Josh. Didn't see you there.
Obviously.
I can explain. As soon as I get back. Gotta go.
Girl can wear anything, can't she?
You have been jealous of me since the day I came out of the womb.
How can I be jealous of you when you have nothing I want?
Except the president of your college.
I do not want President Banton. I do, however, want the pearl earrings which were stolen from my jewelry box this morning.
Are you accusing me of stealing?
I'm merely saying that they are missing and you're the only one in the house.
I don't know which is worse. You thinking that I would steal your pearl earrings or you thinking that I would actually wear them? Do I look like Sandra Day O'Connor?
The stealing's a nice touch. Nothing you wouldn't have thought of yourself. And may I say, you look stunning. Pearls in basic black, a timeless classic.
I am getting out of here. I can't stand this anymore.
Oh, and I can? Fine. If you're taking the car, drop me at my president's house.
I will not.
Fine. Then I'm taking the car.
Fine. Then drop me at my younger, better-looking boyfriend's house.
Fine. But I'm not slowing down the car.
Just like you to forget your keys.
Hey, ever hear the expression, double your pleasure, double your fun?
Ever hear the expression, you're in deep doo-doo?
Cool hat. Could you give me one of those?
No. Where's Josh?
Left.
I'm afraid he's upset with me.
You think he knows we have all these secrets between us?
Oh, you mean like that you know I'm a witch and I lent you magical skates and now I'm moonlighting as a messenger from Mercury?
Yeah, that.
I should probably go talk to him. But I've got to go to Rite Aid for Apollo. No, you think you'd be able to find some Grecian formula in Greece?
This whole thing is my fault. Is there any way at all I can help?
Not unless you can figure out a way I can be in two places at once. You're a genius, Harvey!
Never see that coming.
I'm telling you, it was his idea. I'm innocent.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.
You both shut up. This is scary.
Hello, Sabrina. What are you doing here?
You know your cloning machine? Obviously, Salem does. I need to borrow it.
Too late. We just smashed it to smithereens.
Oh, this is so not my day.
Does everyone in the world but me have a beeper?
This actually belongs to Mercury.
Mercury? Didn't you used to date him?
Don't remind me. When he took off those sandals, talk about a mood killer.
Well, I have to do all his work for a month because I ruined his only pair of skates.
Only pair of skates? I give you Mercury's closet. Complete with an entire section devoted to skates.
Wow, how did you know these were here?
You think I'd date a guy without snooping through his closets? Hey! My pink pumps. They look nice with wings.
Sabrina! Hilda! What are you doing here?
You picked the wrong witch's niece to pick on.
Yeah, you're busted, flyboy. Why did you tell me you only had one pair of skates?
Because he's a lazy, conniving, pink pump pilferer who still hasn't discovered odor eaters.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Zeus is going to have a great time punishing you when he finds out about your little scam.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no reason we can't keep this amongst the three of us.
I believe someone here is in need of a punishment.
And another desk, which I am more than happy to pay for out of my own pocket.
Good luck skating your way out of this one. Thanks, Aunt Hilda. You know, it really helps having aunts who've dated every male life form in the solar system.
Not every, but we're working on it.
I know I'm not supposed to use my magic to help mortals, but I felt so bad for Harvey. I just couldn't stand by and do nothing.
Your heart was in the right place, Sabrina. I can't tell you the number of times I've wanted to use my finger for the good of all mankind.
It's Josh.
As you say, honey. Gotta go.
Josh, I'm so glad you're here.
Are you? Are you sure you wouldn't rather it be someone else, like Harvey?
Josh, nothing's going on between Harvey and me. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that. I just wish you would trust me.
I want to trust you. I just feel like you and Harvey are sharing some sort of secret.
Well, Harvey and I have a history together. I can't erase my past, but the important thing is you're my future.
So you're saying there's nothing I have to worry about here?
Not a thing!
I'm the real Salem Saberhand. And who am I? Joey Lawrence?
Don't worry, we have an absolutely foolproof method to determine which Salem will stay with us.
Lucky for me, she's a scientist.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a clone cat by the toe. If the haulers let him go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Thank God you picked the right one. Although, I miss me.